your weekly connection to Minnesota Vikings football. Vikings Tonight is brought to you by U.S. Bank, Verizon, and Mall of America.
Touchdown Vikings!
Now, here's your host of Vikings Tonight, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
It's a training camp preview show for the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. The Vikings take on the San Francisco 49ers August 10th. Just a few Fridays from now, that kicks off the 2012 preseason. The Vikings are at San Francisco against legitimately one of the better teams in the NFL, then host the Buffalo Bills and the San Diego Chargers, then close at Houston. The first regular season game in early September is at home against Jacksonville, and the first road test, week two, against Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts. Welcome to Vikings Tonight with Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. I'm Paul Allen. We have some training camp preview talkers. And for the elite Vikings / football mind, Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com, we begin with the recovery of Adrian Peterson. Nationally speaking, not so much locally, but nationally speaking, you see a lot of indicators that Adrian may start the season on what is called the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. I believe if he does start the season there, it costs him 6 weeks. I believe we're looking at the first six games. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we'll certainly find out a lot more once we get to training camp. But if you listen to Adrian, he's obviously optimistic that he's going to be ready to go early in the season, perhaps as early as week one. And I think the Vikings are optimistic about that, too, but cautiously optimistic. And we'll just find out a lot more once we get to training camp. The one thing that I think people need to just to realize is the team is not going to put Adrian out there before he's ready. So even if he does play early in the season, it's not as if the Vikings are putting him out there, crossing their fingers that he'll be okay. They're not going to put him out there until they know he's ready.
Yep.
Until whether he rests one more week or 1,000 more weeks, it's not going to make a difference. So once he's 100%, he'll play, and I think we'll just know a lot more once we get to training camp.
Between 1 and 99%, are you comfortable with assessing a to-the-pup list chance? Because I say 3%.
I think that you're probably more right than you are wrong there. I don't want to speak for the organization, but it's certainly a possibility, and it's amazing how fast and he's recovered and he's stayed on track and how determined he is. And I think he would be disappointed, as any player would be, if they had to start on the PUP list. And, you know, Adrian said if he doesn't play in week one, he's going to be disappointed. Whether he does or not, we'll find out. But I'm optimistic that he'll be right on track to play.
Training camp begins next week in Mankato. And then they go up through the 49ers game. Training camp also continues a week after the 49ers game. There is an extra week of training camp. We've had some changes with practice times and walkthrough times, top of the head or through the through Vikings.com and your nifty little sheet there. What are some of these changes the fans need to know?
Well, I think fans need to know that previously the Vikings practiced their padded practice. Their regular practice would be in the morning, and then there would be an afternoon walkthrough or a special teams practice. And now the practice, the full padded practice, is scheduled to be in the afternoon. That walkthrough is going to be in the morning. Now, the autograph session stays at the same time in the morning, so fans can still get that.
Around noon.
Yep, but to watch the padded or full practice, that is going to be in the afternoon. Now, with the heat that we've had here in Minnesota this summer, there might be some times where that changes, and Leslie Frazier and his staff decide, and Rick Spielman decide, to flip practice to the morning. So fans just have to stay tuned to Vikings.com, to Vikings on Facebook, on Twitter, all those different mediums, and stay tuned for practice changes. But right now, it's a walkthrough in the morning, autographs after that, practice in the afternoon.
Your expectations for Christian Ponder into the 2012 season. He's the starting quarterback for the Vikings. He completed 54% of his passes last year, was sacked nearly three times a game, was in and out of games towards the end of the season, ran well. But you know what? I left the season, and in looking back at the games, I think Christian left some running yards on the table. I think there's more of a sprint option, pass option with Christian Ponder than maybe the league saw last year. So I think he's going to rush for two, three, maybe four touchdowns this year.
Sure.
That's from a running standpoint. Passing-wise, what do you expect?
I expect big improvement. He showed improvement over the offseason program, not just from how he was last season to what he was in the offseason program, but from day one of the offseason program to the end of the offseason program, Christian displayed big-time improvement. And one area that I really saw Christian do well in was bouncing back from mistakes. He would make a mistake in practice and come back the next play and make a good play, recover from that mistake, learn from his mistakes. And he's coming out of college, Christian was described as a cerebral quarterback,
yep.
A guy who knew the offense very well, had good pocket presence, knew how to read defenses, where he was going with the ball. I think eventually he's going to be that way in the NFL too. And yep. Having an offseason program really helps him. He didn't have that last year with the lockout. He had that this year working with Bill Musgrave and Craig Johnson. That's going to make a huge difference for him. And I don't want to put him on numbers and set expectations for him myself, but I think you'd like to see 60% completion rate.
Yeah.
I think you'd like to see 3,400 yards passing. 18 quarterbacks last year had 3,000 or more yards passing. I think you'd like to see something like that. Obviously, more touchdowns and interceptions. Those are just a few of the ballpark figures I think we can expect from Christian.
Wabi, I think 60% is light because Christian coming out of Florida State was a high percentage guy. And being cerebral as he is, and really, you know, I think by admission, he doesn't have arm strength that is making Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Matthew Stafford, Jay Cutler, Tom Brady, mm-hmm. Ben Roethlisberger. It's not making those guys blush.
Right.
Christian is not going to wow you with his over-the-top arm strength play after play after play. So if that's the case, if you're not going to become lethal with the deep game with your arm, and it'll be more lethal than it was last year because eventually Jerome Simpson, maybe one of these Arkansas kids, and certainly Percy Harvin, will be markedly more reliable than Bernard Berrien. So there will be deep strike ability, but if you're constructed the way Christian is from a cerebral standpoint and a short intermediate game standpoint, I think that completion percentage needs to be 65% or higher.
That would be great if it was. That would be obviously a huge improvement for Christian. It would mean a lot of great things for the offense. Now, one area that the Vikings bolstered on this offense and one area that I see Christian being good at anyway is throwing to the tight ends.
Yeah.
John Carlson comes to the team. You have Kyle Rudolph. Rhett Ellison might be involved there.
Yep.
Those are some high percentage targets, usually short to intermediate routes. That could be something the Vikings rely on. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to get Percy the ball early in the play. You want to get him the ball quickly on a short pass or a bubble screen or something like that. Same for Jarius Wright. That could increase his completion percentage. If it was 65%, that would be terrific. That would be a huge improvement for Christian. And you know, another thing that was interesting talking about completion percentage was Christian talked about this during OTAs. He said that one thing that they really focused on in their meeting rooms was completion percentage on first and second down.
Yep.
And they wanted that to be 75%. That's the number that Christian used when he was speaking with reporters. And what that does is you have that success on first and second down, it makes third downs a lot more manageable. So more than just his completion percentage overall on all his throws, it will be interesting to watch how they do the passing offense on first and second down.
Defense and some over-unders from the NFC North in the second segment of Vikings Tonight featuring Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com with yours truly, Paul Allen. Taking a look at the offense right now into Vikings training camp, which begins July 26th. It runs through August 16th. The first training camp practice is July 27th for schedule and autograph signing and entertainment option. Times, please go to Vikings.com, read everything Mike does, follow the videos and stuff like that. And speaking of videos, we, I understand, with Vikings.com are going to be streaming some or all of the practices, and you and I are somehow going to be involved in this?
Yeah, we're going to stream the first hour of practice most days,
nice.
And then on some Wednesdays, you and I, and if we can get Ben Lieber down there maybe, and any other guests that we can find, maybe some owners will be there, maybe Lester can talk stadium, or Jeff Anderson, or whoever, but Wednesdays we'll stream the whole practice on Vikings.com, so fans can go onto our website. It'll be right there on the main page. They'll click on the big picture that you'll see. We call it the media window.
Yep.
You'll click on that, and you'll be able to watch practice. And then if you turn the audio on your computer, you'll hear yourself or me talking through practice. It'll
Sweet.
Be like a radio show while you're watching practice. We can talk about position battles. We can talk about Adrian. We can talk about Christian Ponder and Joe Webb and anything we want to. It'll be Wednesdays. The whole practice will be streamed. All the other days or most other days, the first hour of practice.
Offensive line, a left tackle will be Matt Khalil, specifically when he signed. Charlie Johnson, left guard. John Sullivan, center. Right guard as of now is a kid named Brandon Fusco. He was a rookie from Division II Slippery Rock last year, got some run in that home game against Green Bay, opened some eyes, then got more run, significantly more run, in the second-to-last game of the season. It was at Washington. That's where general manager Rick Spielman and the those who watch film and scouts and stuff like that will tell you, if you know what you're looking for, what you saw from Brandon Fusco in that game makes him look like he can start in the NFL. So he's penciled into that spot now. Phil Loadholt, right tackle, third consecutive year, 9-10, fourth consecutive year, and he's in a contract year. So this is a big year for Phil Loadholt. The right guard spot and the cohesiveness with the offensive line. What do you think of the decision that's been made as of now off the OTAs and minicamp into training camp to start with Brandon Fusco? You have journeyman Jeff Schwartz, who most recently played with the Carolina Panthers. That's the team for whom offensive line coach Jeff Davidson worked. So he has a previous relationship with Jeff Schwartz, who, by the way, can also play both offensive tackle spots, specifically right tackle in case something goes amiss there. The right guard spot, your thoughts?
Well, I think, as you said, Brandon Fusco, Division II kid from Slippery Rock. The Vikings drafted him last year. I remember Jeff Davidson went down to work him out and really liked what he saw. And you talk to some of the offensive linemen, the John Sullivans, even when Jim Kleinsaucer, former tight end for the Vikings, was here. I mean, those guys, they saw that in Brandon Fusco, too, and would say, you know, this kid might have a little something here. The Vikings, Rick Spielman and company, might have found something in this Division II kid. And so it'll be interesting to watch him line up, if indeed he does start at right guard at the beginning of training camp, and go against the Kevin Williams, go against some of our defensive linemen in live practices. It'll be fun to watch that. And then behind him, Jeff Schwartz, who you mentioned, Chris DeGear, also in there. So, like a lot of positions on the Vikings roster, right guard is a spot that's open for competition right now. Obviously, you have to start with someone in that first practice. It looks like it'll be Brandon Fusco. That's what it was in OTAs, so it'll be fun to watch.
We're going to hit on the defense in the second segment, maybe mix in some over-unders from the NFC North, get Mike Wobshaw's opinions. Defensively speaking, the battles for the safety spots along with the third cornerback spot are going to be very intriguing for guys like us.
Yeah.
Maybe even the defensive tackle spot next to Kevin Williams. Offensively speaking, the competition during training camp and the preseason games for all of the wide receiver spots not belonging to Percy Harvin.
Right.
Very intriguing.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much that goes into it. You know, are you an inside receiver? Are you an outside receiver? There's that element to it. Then you have to add in the layer of special teams. Can you cover kicks? Can you return kicks? Yep. Can you run down on kickoffs, on punts? What can you do there? How versatile are you? Can you play both inside and outside? So, I mean, there's just so much that goes into it. How many are you going to keep? How many tight ends are you going to keep? If you're going to keep an extra tight end, does that take away a wide receiver? You know, all those things that go into it. It's going to be great to watch. Wide receiver, there's kind of a dichotomy. There's some veteran players, the Aroma Shadus of the world, the Michael Jenkins of the world, the Brian Walters. And then you have the young guys, the two kids from Arkansas. Kamar Jordan is a kid I really like from Bowling Green. So there's really kind of the old veterans who come back and know this offense, Aroma Shadu and Jenkins, 1 year into Bill Musgrave's system, then the young kids, the kids that we drafted. So it's going to be great competition. Which one of them can block? We all know George Stewart is really big on wide receivers blocking downfield, especially with the running game that we have. And then your ability to perform on special teams. Devin Aroma Shadu covered some punts last year. That will increase his value if he can do that. People think Jarius Wright could be a returner. That will increase his value. So wide receiver, lots of competition there. Right now, there's 12 receivers on the roster. I don't know how many they'll keep, but there's a lot of guys on the roster and not a lot of jobs.
We will make defensive starter predictions when we return to Vikings Tonight on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.
FM 100.3, The Fan. The Fan.
Welcome back. Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Vikings. This is Vikings Tonight. Training camp begins July 26th. The first practice, July 27th. It runs through August 16th. If you're interested in practice times and autograph signings and stuff like that, please go to Vikings.com. Base defense, 4-3. Let's make positional predictions into the Jacksonville game and see if we can feel comfortable with it.
Okay.
Defensive line, I will go Jared Allen, LaTroy Guyon, Kevin Williams, Brian Robinson.
Sounds right to me.
Linebackers, Chad Greenway, Aaron Henderson, man in the middle.
Jasper. I'm all in on Jasper.
Brinkley.
I can't wait to watch him
play. He missed all of minicamp, though. It was kind of a buzzkill.
Yeah, it was. He's healthy. He was the last Wobcast that we did on Vikings.com was Jasper Brinkley, and we kind of joked there because at that point he was healthy, and he assured people that he was healthy. He's going to be fine. No one needs to worry about him. And I joked, like, yeah, we're not doing this interview from a hospital room at Abbott Northwestern or something like that. Like, he's good now. He's healthy. When he played for E.J. Henderson back in 2009, I thought he played pretty well considering that he hadn't played much all season. Then he got thrown into the mix on a team that ended up going 12-4.
How about that?
He goes to the playoffs. Now, Jasper played okay. He's
and they picked on him and he responded.
I think so, too. Yeah. So if he can play like that right away and then keep improving, I think the Vikings are going to be just fine with Jasper in the middle of that 4-3 defense. He's really good against the run. He can hit. He's a smart player. He can line people up.
Yep.
You can rely on him as a leader. He's a great guy on and off the field, in the locker room, gets along with people. I'm really looking forward to having Jasper Brinkley healthy and playing.
Secondary, the starting cornerbacks in the 4-3 base will be Chris Cook and Antoine Winfield.
Yeah.
And the starting safeties will be rookie Harrison Smith and second-year guy Mistrell Raymond.
Okay. And, you know, that would be a great thing for Mistrell with the way he played or how much he played. I think he started 5 games last season and kind of got his feet wet and try and bring him along. And when you look at him, I'm not comparing him the way he can play yet, but when you look at him, it's like this guy looks like one of those long, lean ball hawks in the secondary, the Ed Reed type of player that can go up and battle tall receivers and be good in coverage. Hopefully that's the type of player Mistrell can be. Now, going to cornerback, you mentioned Antoine and Chris Cook coming back. Those two guys playing for this Vikings defense, that right there is going to help our pass defense. We rank 26th in passing yards allowed and 32nd in passing touchdowns. But
how about that?
You get Cook and Winfield back. They only played 11 games combined last year.
And we had 50 sacks. That's unbelievable.
I know it. But you know, when you don't have your two best corners for most of the season, you're not going to play well. Antoine, I think, played 5 or 6 games. And then Chris Cook played also 5 or 6, 11 together. And having those two back is going to be a huge boost to the defense. Not only because they're back, but because they're playing, now guys like Marcus Sherrills, he goes down a notch, which he might lose a little playing time, but having Marcus Sherrills on the field, last year he made some plays, and you're still going to have him on the field, but when you have to rely on him as a third corner, perhaps, that just makes your entire group that much better.
Okay, now, given it's a pass-happy league, and 70% of the game is played out of nickel defense, you play some dime, where Chad Greenway's the only linebacker, and you go with 6 DBs.
Sure.
Let's just focus on nickel. When the Vikings go to the extra defensive back, Jasper Brinkley will be the one to come off the field. It'll be Aaron Henderson and Chad Greenway. And the secondary will be a couple of safeties, Chris Cook, Antoine Winfield, and
we're going to have to watch in training camp.
Big
Chris Carr.
Battle.
Chris Carr.
Josh Robinson.
Josh Robinson. Marcus Sherrills.
Josh Robinson, 4-3, Central Florida. Come on.
Yeah. And so, and do you slide Winfield inside to play the slot then?
Yes.
And then whoever you bring on, that extra DB plays outside, right?
Yes.
I mean, so a lot of moving parts there. Chris Carr was a veteran the Vikings got in free agency this offseason. Zach Bowman, also a veteran they got in free agency this offseason.
Yep.
Has trained at safety, as you've mentioned on your radio show a little bit. Josh Robinson, Marcus Sherrills, Brandon Burton, the fifth-round pick the Vikings had last season. So a lot of guys in there in that mix. It's a big spot. There's going to be competition there. Marcus Sherrills, a guy that it's easy to forget about. He made the roster as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Minnesota last year and actually played okay when he was on the field. He is going to be vying for time as well. So really good spot of competition. I think when you come to training camp and watch practices and you're looking for position battles, fans always like to hold on to those and see who's winning.
Yeah.
I think you look at wide receiver and you look at corner. Those are two of the best position battles in training camp. And the great thing about that is those two position groups go against each other a lot of time during practice. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Wabi, with the negatives with the statistics with the secondary that you rattled off and the fact that we do have a lot of open jobs. Now, Chris Cook and Antoine Winfield will start. Josh Robinson was selected in the third round.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you have a central figure like a general manager making these decisions, if you take a cornerback in the third round, he needs to play. And so, therefore, it's not an indictment on lack of preparation, lack of work, lack of scouting, or just making a mistake. If right out of the gate, Josh Robinson is not playing 35, 40, 50% of the game. But when you identify a certain position within the first three rounds from a 3-13 season, that guy needs to play.
Yeah, and you're probably right. And what I like what Rick Spielman and his crew have done is not only have they taken the step of drafting a Josh Robinson in the third round, who, by the way, I think is great value in getting him there. So not only do you do that and you add a player with as much talent as Josh Robinson, but you know that he's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Rookies are prone to mistakes that are born out of inexperience.
Yep.
But Rick added Chris Carr and Zach Bowman, veterans in the secondary that you can have on hand in the event that Josh Robinson isn't ready to go, and you can have them on hand while Josh develops. Also, Marcus Sherrill's coming back from last year. He's gone through one season with the team, so you can rely on him to have out there while your younger players develop also.
Over, under, and why 10 seconds each. Matthew Stafford's pass. Matthew Stafford, quarterback for the Lions. Matthew Stafford's passing yards, 5,038.
Well, certainly because they're our opponent twice, I hope it's under, but he did 5,000 last season. I don't know why he can't do it again. He's got one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, so that'll be an interesting one to watch.
Aaron Rodgers' TD passes, 48.
Wow. I mean,
under.
That's just a huge number.
He's not throwing 50 touchdowns. He'll throw 46, but he ain't throwing 50.
Jeez, that's a huge number.
Jared Allen sacks, 22.
Over.
You think he's going to go over?
Whatever you said, I was going to go over. Jared had the same training regimen last year as he had this year. I think he's going to come in ready to go. I think he's determined to get to that number. I'll go over.
Chad Greenway tackles, 154.
Over.
I'm going under because I think he's going to get more linebacker support than he got last year.
Okay.
And I think his sack total and his interception and fumble recovery totals are going to go up, but his tackling's going to come down because we have safeties who are more requisite of better tackling than we had last year. Winfield's back. He's going to suck up a lot of those tackles.
No doubt.
Greenway's number will go down, but it's going to be for the better of the team.
Greenway, 174 tackles last season. Great season for Chad Greenway. Needs to add those splash plays. Now, a couple years ago, he had 6 total takeaways. He can do it. Chad can make those splash plays. I think you're going to see a lot more of them this year.
Now, Vikings training camp again, July 26th, the first practice, the 27th, 30 seconds. You get it all. What can people get at Vikings.com, beloved Wobby?
Well, right now we're going through the roster rundown leading up to training camp. I go through each position, tell you who we got on the roster and what it looks like heading into training camp. So we started that series. MVC calendar, behind-the-scenes video. Fans can go check out what goes into making the MVC calendar. We have
What's
a video
an MVC?
There. Minnesota Vikings cheerleader calendar.
Yeah, okay.
Go check that out. I do the mailbag every week, the pick six every week. Leslie Frazier went overseas with the USO to visit military troops. So we have video from that. You can check that out. And don't forget, we're going to stream those practices. I think that's going to be a lot of fun, Paul, to you and I talk through practices every day. Fans should check that out.
It's been a treat co-hosting Vikings Tonight with you during the offseason. Yeah. We look forward to your inclusion on my 9 to noon radio show at KFAN.com. Great work. See you at training camp.
Good luck in the simulcast.
Joe Nelson produced Vikings Tonight. For Mike Wobshaw, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Tonight on the Vikings Radio Network.